Now, we've been talking a lot about homelessness this week here on 2SER, but did you know that according to Homelessness Australia, over 20% of the homeless population are 18 or under? That's a fifth of all homeless people. Obviously, youth homelessness is a massive issue, but what are we doing to address it? Well, joining me now is Andrew McNulty. He's the CEO of Link Housing, a social and affordable housing provider. Andrew, thanks so much for your time this morning.
No problem, Tess. Really pleased to be online with you.
So there's a few different statistics floating around about how many of Australia's homeless population are under the age of 18. None of them good. About, how many of your client base would be falling into this age bracket?
Well, you know, we house a lot of families. We house a complete cross-section of Sydney, really. Older people, families, single young people, and people who used to be young, formerly homeless people. So a significant proportion of our, by Christmas, we'll have about 4,000 tenancies, and a big chunk of those are young people in need.
Is there a certain group of young people that are more vulnerable to youth homelessness, do you think?
You know, I think young people are facing a bit of a perfect storm in Sydney at the moment. Youth homelessness is, as you've mentioned in your introductory statement, a big issue, with over 25% of the homeless population being under the age of 25. So that's people who could be in their family still and their family suffering from homelessness, or young people who are just being young people, where a portion of people will fall through the cracks. You know, we'll have arguments with their parents, or parents losing jobs and mental health issues and domestic violence, and just being a squeeze on young people, especially when it's compounded by so many extra factors which young people have now around social media, body image, belonging and stress, just means that some young people find it difficult to remain within their existing homes.
And you mentioned that it's a bit of a perfect storm, I guess, at the moment in Sydney. We do hear a lot about young people and increasing housing prices, all that fun stuff. Do you think that is it too simple to narrow it down to just saying one or two major driving factors behind youth homelessness?
Yeah, definitely right, Tess. I mean, if I just mention the spectrum a little bit, you've got young people who are homeless or at risk of homeless, who are maybe couch surfing, having mental health issues, in small instances, drug and alcohol issues. Then you've got young people who are at, you know, university or trying to get to university with student debts and sort of cost of living pressures of share houses. Then you've got people who are finishing universities or coming out of home and looking for affordable housing near where they're hoping to work, youth unemployment rates. Then you've got all the sort of prices in Sydney being so high and rents being so high and people being frozen out really of home ownership or even aspiring to home ownership. So it's a real spectrum that's affecting young people. But at the beginning of that, at the most acute level, it's people who are, as you outlined, you know, between, you know, 12, and we have clients who are, you know, from 12 to 24 is regarded as a young person in Link's program. And we have looked up the number yesterday. We have 58 young people who are actually in our housing who are having support provided to them by a couple of some brilliant youth services organisations like Taldamundi, the Burdekin Association and Phoenix House, are three of those. And Link provide the housing, and those services provide the support while those young people, you know, find their feet, catch their breath, really, get some support, help them re-engage with TAFE, help them re-engage with their parents often. And actually just, rather than going to a potentially a long-term episode of homelessness, give them time to catch their breath, stabilize, and in nearly every case, engage and move on to a very successful life. So I'm a big believer in that investment early in young people, often without being dramatic, saves them, really, gives them an opportunity to stabilize.
Yeah, I don't think saving them would be an overstatement by the sounds of it. How do you find that young people adapt to living in social housing?
You know, I really, really believe in social housing, you know, public housing, social housing, affordable housing. It's part of the infrastructure of a great city. We need to have more affordable housing. I put it in the banner of affordable housing, really. We need to have more in Sydney to keep a percentage of the current stock as affordable. no, but no one aspires to sort of wake up and say, oh, you know what I want to do? I want to be a vet, or I want to work in an architect's practice or something or other, and I want to live in social housing. But social housing for people at certain points in their life, especially young people, it's not a choice, but it's essential for stabilizing and supporting. And it's a brilliant investment in people's future, especially young people. And most young people who come for our relationship with our support providers stay with them for between 18 months and 3 or 4 years. And then people generally reconnect back with families, or they move into the private rental sector, or they move on, they progress on. So people don't aspire to be, you know, in a linked property with support from a provider forever. But sometimes it's just that support when people need a friend, really.
And so just before I do let you go, Andrew, what are some things that our governments or even communities can do to help take some of the pressure off youth homelessness here in Sydney?
I think what you're doing on the radio of actually discussing this issue, raising it, I think people need to be more aware that 1 in 200 Australians are homeless, more than 1 in 200 Australians are homeless. And like you say, you know, 20 to 25% of those are under the age of 25. This issue isn't going to go away, but it is resolvable. Homelessness is resolvable. And youth homelessness is, you know, it's abhorrent. You know, we need to get behind providing more homes, providing more services, supporting the government when they've done something well, encouraging proposals to come forward for housing for young people, and housing for older women is another big area of homelessness. But actually realising these are our children, these are our grandchildren, these could be us. So in a caring Sydney, you know, we've got to say it's my responsibility. Everyone has a bit of that responsibility to make sure that young people have the best future they possibly can have.
Well, Andrew, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tess. Thanks very much. Really appreciate it.
That was Andrew McNulty, CEO of Link Housing, having a chat with us this morning about youth homelessness as part of our Homelessness Week here on 2SER Breakfast.